Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
On the Rod Echols Show, the fastest 3 hours on internet talk radio is right here, powered by Zinc Media Arts, as we get into hour number three here on this Friday, July number 20. Yes, Friday, July number 20 in the year of our Lord 2018, as we roll right along, getting into the wonderful, wondrous third hour here on the program. I can't believe it's hour number three already on this very sunny Friday morning, as we like to slide on into the weekend and celebrate our newly found freedoms. That, by the way, the left is fighting tooth and nail to prevent. And anything that is a success, they are trying to give the credit to Obama. I know. I wish I was making that kind of stuff up to folks, but I'm not. They're trying to give Obama the credit for a lot of stuff he has nothing. And the funny thing is that these are the same people that were against Donald Trump doing any of the things that are now making the economy good. But now that the economy is going good, it's Obama's. Obama had everything. This is Obama's economy. You know, he was so smart and so wonderful that even Trump couldn't. You know, he built an economy so strong and so wonderful that even Trump couldn't mess it up. I know you're scratching your head just like I do, but it is the way that, you know, they are the party of peace, after all. The peace, love, and understanding. You know, they're the ones that run around with all these wonderful little bumper stickers that say coexist and peace, love, and understanding and a bunch of other stuff. Well, you need to put, you know, when it says, when they have those stickers, you need to go up with a red marker and draw, you know, the circle with the slash through it, because that's exactly what they stand for. None of that. But speaking of it, here's something out of Los Angeles, California. When it comes, I thought all these wonderful hipsters loved coffee. I thought they did. Well, Boyle Heights Cafe owner says that he loves peace over a protest because he's a supporter of Trump's immigration policies. Yeah, now you got to follow this. It's a little convoluted how they wrote this, but I'm just going to read it directly as they wrote it from Los Angeles CBS Local, from KCAL Channel 9. Boyle Heights in California, residents of a rapidly gentrifying enclave of Los Angeles, California, tried to shut down the grand opening of a new coffee shop in their neighborhood, saying the owner's support of President Donald Trump's stance on immigrants is reason alone to want him out of the neighborhood. Trump wants legal immigration, and that's a bad thing because, you know, obviously leftists want open borders. But by the way, if you have open borders, you don't have a country. If you don't have a country, they're just going to make, you know, if you don't have a separate country, they're just going to make this new country like the country they left. So what good is it going to do them? I mean, think about it. If they only want to come here to make this place a shithole like the shithole they left, then what? Why leave the shithole that they left? Go back. Is that going to do any good? They're coming here for opportunity, but by doing so the way they the way they're coming, they're destroying that opportunity. But anyway, on Thursday, protesters held signs and screamed at patrons in front of Asher Cafe and Lounge, located on Boyle Ave and Boyle Heights, a traditionally Jewish neighborhood that is now predominantly Latino. I thought it was gentrifying. Wait. It was once a Jewish neighborhood. It became Latino, and now it's gentrifying back to Latino or back to Jewish. I think that's what I'm getting out of this story. But let's continue with this. All right, this is a traditionally Jewish neighborhood that is now predominantly Latino. They say they oppose the cafe and the owner of the cafe over his support of Trump's immigration policies. So what's the connection? This is what I don't understand. I'm confused. The connection between Donald Trump and good coffee, said Israeli-born businessman Asher Shalom. Asher Cafe. Now, the kosher cafe was set to have a grand opening on July 12th, the day anti-gentrification activists were met by Los Angeles police officers blocking the entrance. Now, this used to be a Jewish community, and it was taken over by Latinos. Immigrants, most likely, both legal and illegal. And I guess now Jews are moving back in? I'm confused by the story, but in any case, the kosher cafe was set to have a grand opening on July 12th. According to Eater LA, E-A-T-E-R, LA, about 30 protesters associated with the group Defend Boyle Heights showed up to speak against Shalom, who they called an anti-immigrant, Trump-loving gentrifier, in Facebook posts. So, well, what do they call it? You take a white neighborhood or a Jewish neighborhood, and you make it a minor, and it becomes a minority. What do they call that process when it's becoming a minority neighborhood? Well, it's not called gentrification. I don't know what the term is. I guess I'll have to look it up. But if the people that left a neighborhood decide that they want the neighborhood back and they start coming back in, then it's called gentrifying it. I'm a little lost on that. But you have somebody who comes in, who wants to put his money on the lines and start a business because he wants legal immigration. You are going to say in a Latino neighborhood that used to be a Jewish neighborhood, and he's an old Jew. Evidently, he's a Jewish man. Isn't that racist? Isn't that racist of the Latinos being racist against Jew? Aren't they being anti-Semitic? I'm just asking a question. Because they claim that the leftists claim, they always claim that they are so open and accepting and wonderful. And when it comes right down to it, they're none of those things. They're not open, they're very closed-minded, they're not accepting. They're very divisive, very hateful. Leftists are very hateful. They're very divisive. There's no way you can deny that. I'm sorry. There's just not. Speaking of divisiveness between the haves and have-nots, for instance, now Asher Coffee, I guess. I don't know what kind of coffee he's going to serve. I don't know. Kosher coffee? What do Jews know about coffee? I don't know. I've never had Jew. I don't think I've ever had Jewish coffee. I'm not saying I wouldn't try it. I just don't think I've never. I don't think I've ever knowingly had it. So I don't know what it is. I don't know what is kosher coffee. I don't know what kosher coffee is. I didn't know coffee could be unkosher. I'm serious. I'm just curious. I don't know. I guess I'll have to look that up too. That'll be my thing that I'll learn. Learn something new every day. I'll learn something new by learning about kosher coffee today. Didn't even know there was such a thing. Kosher coffee. Okay. Well, I guess there's kosher everything. But I don't really know what kosher coffee is and what it doesn't contain, I suppose. Hey, but you need, what do you need in order to make coffee? Any kind of coffee, whether it be kosher coffee or non-kosher coffee or Arabic coffee or Brazilian coffee or American coffee or Starbucks coffee or Dunkin'. What do you need? What does all coffee have in common? Water. Yes, no matter what, you need water to make coffee. You can get all kinds of coffee beans. You can get coffee beans from South America. You can get coffee beans from Central America. You can get coffee beans from Africa. You can get coffee beans from, you know, from North America. You can get coffee beans from the Caribbean islands. You can get coffee beans from Hawaii. You can get coffee beans from just about anywhere on the planet. But they all require the same thing. Now, why am I speaking in a New York, New Jersey accent? Because this story comes out of New Jersey. Because it all coffee needs water. And New Jersey is considering actually taxing water. I kid you not. Fox 5 News out of New York has a story. New Jersey's considering taxing tap water. I swear to God, there isn't a tax that a liberal would not... Who do you think taxing tap water... Don't you already pay a premium for tap water? But who do you think is going to be hurt the most by having a tax... Yeah, low-income poor people. These are people that Democrats claim that they're helping. So never short of ideas for things to tax. Lawmakers in New Jersey are considering a tax on tap water. Now, the proposal is being floated by State Senator Bob Smith, a Democrat, who is trying to say it's not actually a tax, but a user fee. Look, any money that goes to the government, I do not care what they call it. They can call it anything they damn well please. It is a tax. Your registration for your car is a tax. Your driver's license that you have to renew every 2, 4, or 6 years, depending on your state, is a tax. They can, you know, your fishing license, your hunting license, it's a tax. They can call it whatever they want. You go over, you know, you pay for the toll at the toll booth. That's a tax. They can try. I'm not going to let them get away with calling. Well, it's not a tax. It's a user fee. No, it's a tax. Call it anything you damn well please. It's still a tax. A tax is a tax is a tax. Even, you know, a rose is still a rose, right? You know, you can call a rose anything you want to call it, but it's still a rose. It's a user fee based on volume, Smith told Fox 5 Chasing New Jersey. It would add 10 cents for every 1,000 gallons of water a home uses. That will only add $32 a year to the average tax bill. Add that $32 to every other tax that New Jersey wants to add or raise on you. I love it. Oh, it's only $32. Sure. It's kind of like all these, you know, I brought this to people's attention before. It's kind of like what is that? You know, if the government was smart, they do what business has done. They realize that people's comfort zone is somewhere between $10 to $15 a month. Everything out there. I mean, if you want to do something by the, oh, it's $9.95 or $10.95 a month. Or maybe even, well, it could be even $8.95. But it's usually about $10 or $11 a month. You know, for Hulu, I think basic is what, $8 or $9 a month, you know, and Netflix is what, not, is like $10 or $11 a month. And this program over here, this state is like $10 or $11 a month, $9 or $10 a month for here, for this, for that. This is only $10 a month. iHeartRadio, you know, $10. Sure, that one particular thing might be only $9 or $10 or $11 a month, but you add it to the 50 things that you've subscribed to every month. That adds up pretty damn quick, doesn't it? It's the same thing with all these taxes. Well, it's only $32 a year more for this water tax. Plus the rise in property tax, plus the, you know, the rise in this tax and the rise in that tax and this income tax fee and this fee over here and that fee over there and this user fee and this user thing and this license and that. It all adds up. So it's not just $32. It's just $32, Rod. That's all it is. People can't, you can't afford $32 a year? More than that. He claims the money is needed. Smith, Democrat. Bob Smith, Democrat. In New Jersey. Claims that the money is needed to fix a crumbling water delivery infrastructure in the state. Now, I thought that's what your water fees are supposed to do. You ever notice that? The fees that go to pay for this stuff doesn't actually go to pay for it. I'm still trying to figure that. You know, some states have tolls on their roads. Some roads they have tolls on the roads and bridges, and they have to go float bonds or something because they need the money to fix the bridge. Well, I thought, or fix the highway. I thought that's what all the toll money was going for. You know, we're told, well, you know, got to pay for all the bonds that we used to have on this thing that we no longer have, and because, you know, we paid it off. But now it's to keep maintenance. But you know what? We need more we need to raise the taxes on this stuff because we don't have enough money to pay for the upkeep on these things. Because you know what the problem is? They spend too much money on red tape. You know, office people. I mean, take the Massachusetts Thruway Authority, whatever they call them, it's not Mass Highway, the Thruway Authority in Massachusetts. I mean, you got more than a dozen people making more than six figures a year over there. Well, that's a lot of overhead. They have high overhead in a lot of these government-sponsored agencies. So, of course, the money is going, you know, your water bill every month is going to pay the salaries of these overbloated, overpaid idiots. And so when they need to do real work and real construction and keep things up to snuff, they don't have the money anymore because they just spend it on everybody's salary. So what do? They come back to the till. They come back to the coffers and say, hey, we need to raise your taxes or add a tax. So the state of New Jersey already charges a public utility franchise tax on water system operators on water delivered to a customer. That tax, which went into effect in 1984, is supposed to ensure clean drinking water for New Jersey. Now, ensuring clean drinking water means you got to keep the pipes clear and clean. So if the pipes get old, you got to replace them. I guess not, according to this story. Peter Brown, another Democrat from Linden, New Jersey, says, he's finally getting it. He's saying, let's call it for what it is. It's just another tax. It's not a tax. It's a user fee. No, it's a tax. Call it what you want. It's still a tax. Just these people are, because they know that you don't want to pay more taxes. They know that you're already overtaxed. So if they can get away with not calling it a tax, then they think they've pulled one over on you. But let me be very blunt and very clear on this. If money is going to the government for any reason whatsoever, from you, a citizen, it is a tax. I don't care what you call it. It is a tax. It's only a fee if it doesn't go to government. If it goes to a private entity or person. That's not a tax, but let's call it what it is. It is a tax. And they want to tax you to death, literally. Some states literally. Well, no, we're just gonna. This isn't a tax. We're just gonna user fee you to death, or license fee you to death. No, it's still a tax. And I think it's about time that we stop giving these taxes all these fancy names, you know, licenses and user fees and this fee and that fee. They're all taxes. And people are, you know, hey, that's what the Tea Party was all about. Taxed enough already. Doesn't matter, you know, who it is. But we're all taxed enough, don't you think? I think we're all taxed enough. We've all been taxed to death. And I think it's probably time that we get untaxed a little bit. Donald Trump cut taxes. And look at that. The tax revenue for the Treasury Department, U.S. Treasury, is going up, even though the rate that everybody's being charged has dropped. Plain and simple. But in any case, New Jersey wants a new tax. they want it on your tap water. But hey, it's only going to cost you $30 a year, along with the other taxes that are already tacked onto the water. So, and other things. But what about people who buy bottled water? Oh, is that already being taxed too? Yeah, do you have to pay sales tax on bottled water in New Jersey? I don't know. But there you have it. A tax for water. Didn't somebody say that they'd once do that? They would get to the point. You know, well, yeah, I've kept saying, you know, along with a lot of people, they'd try to find a way to tax the air if they could. No, don't doubt me on this. I mean, look, they want to tax water in tap water in New Jersey, claiming it's only good. Well, here we need this tax in order to help us, you know, with these things that are giving us clean air. So we need to tax air consumption. And everybody, you know, you breathe a certain amount. If you're an athlete, you breathe more oxygen than somebody who's not. So athletes in New Jersey are going to get taxed more for breathing air than people who are couch potatoes. That's how they're going to try to be fair with it. So I know some people are saying, well, no, Rod, nobody's going to tax the air. Well, they're taxing water. Now understand. Look, folks. Look, they even tax medical devices. Now, medicine and healthcare is supposed to be a God-given right, yet they tax it. Now, water is a God-given right, and they're taxing it. In many states, your food is a God-given right, right? You know, you need food to live. They tax it. So what's left to tax, folks? They tax everything else. The only thing left to tax is the very air you breathe. And if you think they're not trying to figure a way to do that, you got another thing coming, because they will do it. If you give them the chance, they will do it.
Warning. Listening to the Rod Eccles Show by the idiot left may cause outrage, fear, a need for safety pins and or spaces. If you experience any of these symptoms or are allergic to truth, tune in and learn something, Snowflake.
And now a message from our sponsor. Ladies, tired of drying your hair with the same old vacuum cleaner? Try Avanshave brand new Beauty Locks portable hair dryer. It's smaller, it's faster, it's guaranteed to give you the hair you've always wanted in half the time. Beauty Locks is delicate and dainty, just like you. The dryer weighs only a pound and easily fits in your hand. Now that's beauty and convenience. With a speedy motor that will dry your hair in as little as 25 minutes, you can get gorgeous hair without falling behind schedule. Don't worry about the little ones or that pie in the oven. Thanks to an extra-long extension cord, you can move around while primping your locks. Forget those long trips to the salon and no more waiting for hours under monster machines. Avanshave gives you an easy and speedy hairdo that will blow your man away. Get it now at your nearest Macy's.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15
$15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate, to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. It's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Today, there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want to come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now, there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick, you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Hello, America. It's me, your history. I remember a time when we thumbed our nose in a king's face and sent him packing. And when fascists and emperors talked a little bit too loud, we showed up, tore their cities to the ground, and then rebuilt them just to prove we could. We put men on the moon, we won a Cold War, and we elected fearless leaders who led fearless people. What the hell happened to you, America? Back in my day, we didn't elect a big-eared community organizer. We punched him in the kidney. Maybe it's time you came home, America. Home where you belong.
And now we've come to that point in the program where I bring to you today's holidays. There's just a few of them today, not a whole ton, I guess, but that you could celebrate. But there are some. So let's get right to it. The holidays for today, July number 20, are thus. It is International Chess Day. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory. If you celebrate today by either playing or learn to play the game of chess. It's a lifelong endeavor, I guess. I guess you never really master. Well, I don't know. I don't play chess very well, so I don't really fully understand or get what people do with chess. But today is International Chess Day. Not chest, but chess. C-H-E-S-S. It is also the National Fortune Cookie Day. You know, I think didn't fortune cookies get started by accident? I think it did. But in any case, it is the National Fortune. It's not a Chinese food. It's an Americanized Chinese thing. Or it's an American Chinese. I don't know how you put it. Chinese American, American Chinese. It's not a Chinese thing, honestly. And neither is a lot of the Chinese food that we go to these fast food Chinese joints. That's not really Chinese food either. I mean, real Chinese food is really good, by the way. Just saying. Real Asian food. It's not the fast food stuff that you get. No. Chinese people in China and Japan and most other Asian, they don't eat that garbage that we eat. But anyway, it's National Fortune Cookie Day. It's also, well, it's Fat Friday, so you can go out and get yourself some Chinese food today, by the way. Just saying. It's okay. You can do that. It's Fat Friday. It is also Moon Day, also known as National Moonwalk Day. No, not the dance made famous by Michael Jackson, but the actual 1969 moonwalk. Yes, that is the day that we are observing for today because it is it's observed annually on July 29th. So in July 20th, 1969, when humankind first walked on the moon. So today is a day that we celebrate. I know there are a lot of flat earthers out there that think that the moon landing was a farce, a fake, a Hollywood movie production. We didn't get to the moon because we can't fly. Like, will we fly in airplanes? No, we're just moving across the land really, 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 really fast. We're not flying like birds. Birds don't fly then, I guess, according to flatlanders, flat earthers. It is also International Nap Day. We devote one part of our day to sleep, but animals, most animals, devote many times. I don't know if we just devote one part of it. We got plenty of people and cultures that nap. There are times, there are some days I want to take a nap. Nothing wrong with that. Actually, there are some health benefits to napping, and if your nap is a certain length and no more, it's supposed to recharge your brain and give you more creativity and all kinds of benefits in other areas too. I guess I think a 20-minute nap in the afternoon is supposed to be good for you, health and mental health wise and mentally wise. It's supposed to be good for you. No more than 20 minutes, because then if you go for too long, you end up being more tired than before you took the nap. I think that's how they rate it. I don't know. Just take a nap just because you like to or you need to. Just do it. And it doesn't matter. Well, I mean, if you got to go back to work, obviously your nap can be more than 20 or 30 minutes long. But in any case, it is National Nap Day, or International Nap Day today. It's also National Lollipop Day. Lollipop, lollipop, lifesaver, lolly, lollipop. Is that a whatever Tim song, Tiny Tim song, Lollipop? It's from the 60s, I think. But it's not about the song, it's about the actual lollipop. Today is, I saw a little kid yesterday. Oh, he couldn't have been more than three. But he saw the lollipops, and his dad was, you know, they were in a store, and he saw the lollipops, and he headed directly for the lollipops, and his dad says, okay, remember, you can get one. He put up both his hands And he grabbed as many, it's amazing, little hands like that, as many lollipops as he grabbed. I swear, with two hands, he probably had, you know, a total of 7 or 8 lollipops. And his dad's like, no, I said one. And he put, so, smart kid. So he took the hand that had more lollipops in it, and he held it up to his dad. And his dad, and I'm sitting there cracking up thinking, he's got it. That's one hand. Dad's like, no, one. And he's like holding up his head. Yeah, Dad, one hand, one handful. But anyway, so it's National Lollipop Day today. So maybe the kid was preparing for today, yesterday, that I saw yesterday. Adorable little kid, little boy. Well, I don't know. He may not be a boy. I don't know if he's that kind of a parent. Yeah, I got that story here, by the way. It's also National Ugly Truck Contest Day. Who makes, also known as Ugly Truck Day? I don't know who makes this stuff up, but there you go. Make your truck ugly, I guess, and enter it into a contest. So those are your holidays for today, July number 20. So please celebrate responsibly. Don't eat too many lollipops, I guess. And here is that story that I was talking. I brought up to you the first hour, the story of boy or girl. Parents raising babies. Yes, T-H-E-Y-B-I-E-S, babies. Let the kids decide, they say. One way of shielding children from gender stereotypes, keep their biological sex a secret. Trust me, it's not going to be a secret because these kids are going to know. And this is from NBC News. NBC News. Yes. This isn't any surprise, this comes out of Massachusetts. Cambridge, Massachusetts is the dateline. 3-year-old twins, Zyler and Caden Sharp. So they scurried around the boys' and girls' clothing racks of a narrow consignment store filled with toys. Now, Zyler, wearing rainbow leggings. Scrutinized a pair of hot pink and purple sneakers. Now, Caden, in a T-Rex shirt, fixated on a musical cube that flashed colorful lights. At a glance, the only difference between these fraternal twins is their hair. Zyler is brown hair, and Caden is a blonde. I'm sorry, folks, but is Zyler a boy or a girl? How about Caden? That's a question their parents, Nate and Julia Sharp, say only the twins can decide. The Cambridge, Mass couple represent a small but growing group of parents raising babies, children being brought up without gender designation from birth. A Facebook community for these parents currently claims about 220 members across the USA. A baby is, I think, different things to different people, Nate Sharp told NBC News. For us, it means raising our kids with gender-neutral pronouns, so they, them, their, rather than assigning he, she, him, her from birth based on their your anatomy makes you who you are. What the hell? They're going to end up confusing the hell out of these kids. And not only that, they're also going to end up being ridiculed once they grow up. I'm sorry, but that's going to be the truth. That's going to be the case. And you're going to accuse these other people and other kids of bullying your kids because your kids aren't going to be able to handle it. And one of them is going to kill themselves. I'm just Rod, that's pretty damn morbid. Well, I'm just going based on historical fact. This is what's happened in the past with this kind of nonsense. These parents should be brought up on child endangerment charges. If you're going to bring up parents endangerment charges for stuff that's less than this, this really is going to endanger their kid. You might as well use the law to do something about Zyler and Caden with a K. Well, one of them is, Caden has got the brown hair. If I'm looking at a picture of him, Caden, Well, Caden definitely looks like a boy. I don't know about Zyler. I mean, they're gonna know soon enough. But in Cambridge, dude, whacked out people, whacked out leftist idiots. Speaking of whacked out leftist idiots, NFL. The NFL is. This is going to have people not watching the NFL this year. I mean, you think the league got a hold of itself with its anthem thing? Not so fast. Not so fast. NFL and the National Football League and the National Football League Players Association freeze the anthem rules amid backlash to Miami policy. What backlash? Only the players have been. The players in the NFL, the only place I know where the employees rule the roost. Here's the story. In the NFL's two-month-old national anthem policy is now on hold. This is hours after the Associated Press reported. Associated Press, not repress. A little Freudian slip there, maybe. The Associated Press reported that Miami Dolphins players who protest on the field during the anthem could be suspended for up to 4 games under a team policy issued earlier this week. The league and the players' union issued a joint statement late Thursday saying the two sides are talking things out. What is it to talk out? I mean, the players weren't being necessarily singled out and fined. It was the owners and the teams that were going to be fined if players didn't abide by the rules. The NFL and the NFL Players Association, through recent discussions, have been working on a resolution to the anthem issue. In order to allow this constructive dialogue to continue, we have come to a standstill agreement on the NFL's players' agreement grievance. And on the NFL's anthem policy, no new rules relating to the anthem will be issued or enforced for the next several weeks while these confidential discussions are ongoing. So read a joint statement from the NFL and NFLPA. So they're gonna, the NFL Players Association is going to say, well, you didn't consult with us about this. This is infringing on the rights of the football players, so we're not going to allow this to stand. And of course, you had some earlier this week. I told you that there's somebody out there trying to report that the NFL is not being hurt financially at all by people not showing up to games and not watching games. And they even tried. Well, I know they were trying very hard to spin it because they were even trying to say, well, the ratings for, you know, Monday Night Football and Thursday Night Football, they were actually not down. They were actually up based on overall TV viewing. They're trying everything. No, their revenue is down. There aren't butts in the seats now. A lot of teams are having a hard time where they used to sell out, season tickets. They're having a hard time selling these season tickets. Look, even the major baseball, pro baseball is having a hard time this year. Why? Because fans are sick and tired of the anti-Americanism for truly American sports. You know, and I know baseball hasn't been hit with all this anthem protest type of stuff, but they're kind of sick of it. You know, it tried to start. There were some teams that had a couple of players that did it, and they didn't really do anything to those players. And fans are sick of this. Look, baseball is American. Football, American football is American. I mean, hell, even basketball is American, but I guess we haven't hit that stage yet. But the basketball is really the now, you think baseball is being adopted by other countries. Basketball is really now the American sport that has been internationalized. Not baseball. It's basketball. But in any case, we're talking truly American sports like football and baseball are being inundated with this anti-American sentiment, and people are getting tired of it. Their revenue is down, not up. No matter how you try to spin it, the reality is the revenue is down. No matter how you try to spin it, the reality is that viewership on TV of the NFL is down. I don't know how you can talk about, you know, well, the ratings have been declining for the past couple of years in the NFL, especially for Thursday Night Football, and this particular type of game on Sunday, you know, this hour, you know, the 8 o'clock game on Sunday has been, the ratings have been going down and blah, blah, blah. That's all I've been hearing for the past 2 or 3 years is how ratings were sliding, and they were trying to figure out a way to bring the ratings back up. And here you get this, these jack-offs telling you, in the midst of all of this, this backlash, supposed backlash to the new rules for kneeling or sitting at the anthem, during the anthem, in order to placate the fans, and they're trying to tell you, well, the fans don't count because they're still making money anyway. No, they're getting the money from the fans. If the fans aren't watching, there's no money. If the fans aren't buying the tickets for the seats, there's no money. Plain and simple. So they need to get the fans back on board. Don't doubt me on this. They're going to try to spin this. Oh, we're actually making money. You're not making any money. NFL is not making more money. I don't know how. When every aspect of what you're doing is now pretty much going down the drain. But, just wait for them to try to spin all this. And you the fan is going to be irrelevant because somehow the NFL they've moved past fans now. We don't need fans in order to make money and play this game. It's not about the fans anymore, I'm guessing. Well, maybe the revenue's up. Well, I don't know, but you know, the paraphernalia, people weren't buying jerseys. Well, I know they're not buying Colin Kaepernick jerseys, that's for damn sure. They might be buying jerseys of people who do defend the national anthem and the flag and stand for it. That might be why some revenue is up. Certain players are probably getting a boost. Campus Reform has this story this afternoon, finally today. UT, University of Texas in Austin, Texas. A student was forced to reflect on a film about toxic masculinity after a Title IX investigation found him guilty of harassment based on a non-criminal standard of evidence. So in other words, he was found guilty even though in a court of law there would be no way in hell he'd be ever found guilty. The student was assigned to watch the movie The Mask You Live In and to write a reflection paper explaining how the film influenced his understanding of masculinity and what steps he will take to encourage healthy masculinity in society. I know the kid wants to get an education, but you know what? I'd look at this whole board, I'd flip him the bird and go to a different college. This is ridiculous. You're going to make me watch a what? Now, there's all these rules here in place. I'm not going to read the rules. I'll post it a little bit later today on rodeckles.net. A University of Texas Austin student was forced to reflect on a film about toxic masculinity after a Title IX investigation found him guilty of harassment based on a non-criminal standard of evidence. According to an internal letter obtained by Campus Reform, following an appeal of his sanctions, the student received a note from University of Texas President Gregory Fenves, F-E-N-V-E-S, stating that nothing you allege, even if true, would change the ultimate outcome of this matter. So it doesn't matter if the kid actually did anything now is what he's telling. Doesn't matter. Nothing you allege, nothing that you say, even if it's all 100% true, you really didn't do it, it's not going to change the outcome. You're still going to have to do this. Now, the student who requested anonymity graduated in spring with a JD. During his time in law school, a female student filed 6 Title IX complaints against him over 2 years, 3 for harassment, 2 for stalking, and 1 for violation of a no-contact order. Upon investigation, the student was found guilty of violating the school's harassment policy. The student, however, claims that the determination was made on a very questionable grounds, using the Obama-era preponderance of the evidence standard rather than the beyond a reasonable doubt threshold used in criminal cases. The student also alleges that the verdict was partially influenced by an anti-male bias on campus. Well, this is evidenced by needing for this trying to force this guy to watch some stupid movie about toxic masculinity. What is this thing about toxic male masculinity? The Mask You Live In is the name of this. Give me a freaking break, will you, already? I wouldn't be forced to have to go down this road to watch any movie. You're not going to force me to watch it. You got to watch this movie. Screw you. Look, I've already told... Well, this kid wanted to be a lawyer, so that was already his first mistake. But if he's a wimpy, mamby-pamby, pajama-wearing, millennial male, he should be fine with taking this class, whatever. Maybe they'll give him extra credit for it. I don't know. I was wrong. Actually, finally today, Gene Shaheen and Joe Kennedy, these Democrats are calling for the interpreter at the Putin-Trump meeting testify before Congress. Yeah, they want the interpreter because they want to know exactly what Putin said to Trump. So they want the interpreter to testify before. I hate to say it. I know we've New Hampshire has given the country Gene Shaheen as a senator. I know. Well, look, we're just a small state. You people keep sending Maxine. Hopefully, we won't keep sending Gene Shaheen back to Washington. But you people keep sending people like Maxine Waters and Chuck Schumer back there. So I don't, don't be mad at us for sending Shaheen once or twice. Come on now. We're doing our best to try to keep them held back, but these people are just ridiculous. They're hell-bent on killing Trump one way or another, either politically or actually physically. And they think they can get to Trump now via his the interpreters that were there. How stupid can you be? I don't know. They're pretty stupid. In any case, we are out of time, not only for today, but for the week. But we do expect to return here on Monday, so you should too. So until then, I hope everybody out there has a wonderful, beautiful, fantastical, free weekend. And we'll be back here Monday, same back time, same back channel. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Rod Eccles. I'm out.
Feels good to be a Clinton. Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. A shameless politician always plays her cards right. Got a crew for the fight on the airwaves. Lap dogs in the press keep the mouths tight. Cause a Clinton never needs to explain what, why it is, what they done, or with who. A real Clinton knows that they're entitled, and you don't get to know what they do.
What difference does it make?
For Clinton, what's loaded in some fat apple file? A Clinton plays a victim for promotion. A Clinton kills it off with a smile. Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. A server full of secrets ain't no thing. Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. Nothing ever hits with the same.